Kicks 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. Luke Combs with his brand new one called The Kind of Love We Make, and it is fastly rising up the charts. Rapidly, I guess is the word. More rapid than a COVID-19 test. Okay. It's doing very well for Luke right now. I got guests in the studio. If you'd please welcome to the show. We've got Tawny Andrews here from the Aberdeen Art Walk and Karen Rowe.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, you guys.
Thanks for stopping on by. We're really excited. Aberdeen Art Walk is... Now, you guys did have Aberdeen Art Walk last year, but it was the first one last year in a couple of years due to pandemic stuff.
We missed 1 year.
We only missed one year. What year did you miss? Was it 20 or 21?
It was 2020, because last year we had it. So
that's right. Okay. Yeah, because it was in 19. Okay.
Right. And we used to always have it downtown. And then it would be with COVID, some COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
I tried it in the park last year because I thought I could, you know, spread everybody out. Yeah. But everybody loved it in the park, in Morrison Riverfront Park. So we're doing it again in that park.
Yeah, I had heard that because it was always in the downtown core
right
there, the Broadway area, but that you guys thought was so great over there.
Yeah,
more room, and people seem to enjoy that. So
yes. Right on the river. You know, that's a beautiful park. So
now, for anybody who's never been to the Aberdeen Art Walk before, it's not just art. There's music. It's the arts. There's culinary arts.
Yes.
There is music. There's, you know, canvas jewelry. And so
we have a mixture of artists, crafters, you know, business people, nonprofits. I mean, there is a wide variety of people, and they come from all over, so it's really great.
And with the artists and stuff, if you like art, I mean, you can purchase art from some of these artists to go and hang on your wall and probably get some of the best deals you're going to get on really original art at the Aberdeen Art Walk.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We have a ton of artists this year and some that haven't been at the Art Walk before. So, and some of them are going to be doing art live.
That's always great.
Yeah, so I know one gentleman is going to put his canvas up and he's going to be painting live. So that's really cool. Yeah.
Are you going to have any of those artists that do your portrait while you sit there and they make your head really big? Are you going to have one of those? Because those are always fun.
I do not have a character this time. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I could do it.
Well, come on down. I'll give you a table.
Yeah. I'm really
good.
Oh, that's right. Just bring a pad and we'll find you a table.
I'm really great at drawing pictures of people making their heads really big. It's really good. But but we are going to be down there, Kix. We're going to be down there tomorrow broadcast with a live broadcast from noon to 2. And I don't know if I told you guys this, but we're going to give people a chance to win Watershed tickets for next weekend.
Oh, nice.
July 29th, 30th, 31st.
How do we enter to win Watershed tickets?
You just fill out an entry form at the Art Walk. That's the only way you can get tickets to this event is to come to Aberdeen Art Walk tomorrow and fill out an entry form between noon and 2.
Nice.
And I'll announce a winner Monday morning here on the Kix Morning Show.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I've got wristband. 3 days.
We can all enter, right?
Yes, you can. You can all enter.
I expect to hear my name Monday.
Everybody can enter.
We don't work here, so.
That's right. You don't work at the radio station. We're not related.
Exactly.
You guys can, of course, enter for a chance to win. Now, what we're talking about, like, culinary arts.
Right. So we have a...
What kind of food you got coming down there?
Well, you know, with the cost of food and the supply issues, getting food vendors for any event is really next to impossible.
Yeah.
We've been hearing that from event organizers. I do have the elephant ears.
Ooh.
So that'll be good. But, you know, but other than that, I do have my barbecue guy back. I don't know if you were able to make it to Art Walk last year. Mm-hmm. I know you have tons of events. But there's a barbecue guy.
I did not make it last year, but I was going to come last year.
Yeah.
My daughter and my wife went with them, and they loved it.
Yeah.
They had a great
time.
So
I had, there's a chef called Eat With Rel. He's a catering guy.
Oh, nice.
He makes his own barbecue sauces.
Ooh.
And they're amazing. And he makes this lemon pepper. I mean, if you like lemon pepper... seasoning.
I don't not like lemon pepper.
I mean, it has, I don't know what he puts in it. I mean,
it's good,
but
huh?
It's really good. I
think
went
we
through
one of everything.
Yeah, I think I did. And my lemon pepper's gone. Like I've got to buy, I have to restock this year.
Well, now is Lisa and the Arctic going to be there as well? I heard that Lisa and the Arctic was going to be there. Or is Lisa doing something else there?
Still working out some details. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be fun because love her food, too. I just love sampling all this food.
Yes.
It's my favorite part of any downtown event is where's the food?
Yes. I know. But but you can get samples from Dell.
Yeah.
From Rose,
oh, I'm going to definitely do that.
Out. But, and we have Altruzos giving away books to kids. They do that every
that's
year.
Very fun.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice. What else do we've got? There's a henna artist if you want to. She does charge, but you can get a henna tattoo.
What's that?
So that's
I'm
where
not
they.
Familiar with that.
You're not familiar with henna. So that's
henna.
Where they color your skin.
Oh,
and,
so it's not it's not a it's a temporary.
It's
tattoo.
A temporary tattoo. I
oh,
think
that's
it lasts
cool.
a few
they last
weeks.
A while.
Yeah,
yeah,
it lasts a few
they
weeks.
They don't just wash off.
No.
Oh
no,
wow, that's
no.
cool.
Yeah. No, but they and she's a really great artist, and so that's really great. And I believe they're doing face painting at that booth.
That's
as
really
well.
A great idea because if you've ever been thinking about getting a tattoo.
Right.
You can go try it out
that's right.
with the henna tattoo and then see how you like it before you permanently do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish I would have done that with this. No, I'm kidding. I love this tattoo. I love this tattoo.
And then you don't have to go and have it removed medically.
Yeah, so that's right. That's
no
right.
pain.
No, you just get them covered up. You don't need
So what time does the art walk start tomorrow?
It starts at 10 a.m. and runs through 4.
10 a.m. to 4. Get on down there. Check it out. It's going to be a great time.
We'll have we have a DJ spinning vinyl all day.
I was gonna say I know you're gonna have a DJ. I'm gonna be you're talking a legit disc
DJ.
Jockey who
yes.
actually spins discs because you know they say my job's a disc jockey, but I haven't spun a disc in 28 years or something like that. So
he has a record collection. He even told me he's gonna bring some kid music, some little
cool.
Fraggle Rock. I'm like Fraggle Rock.
Do you know who the DJ is?
His name is his title is Archivist with an Attitude.
Okay, I like it.
He's
can't
new.
Wait to see it.
He's totally new to our area.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that'd be fun.
We're gonna have to explain to the kids what vinyl records are.
No, the kids know. They're loving the vinyl.
It's coming back.
My daughter, who's Generation Z, has a vinyl collection already. Yeah. They love vinyl.
It's come back.
It's come back in a big way. Everything's about vinyl. Now, cassette tapes. Now, there's something we're going to have to explain to them.
Oh, I did. I found some at work in one of our storage calls. I had to explain to my 22-year-old person who works in my office what it was. She thought it was a mini VHS tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I use Guardians of the Galaxy. I go, you know when he's got the thing? Yeah, do you remember?
We used to have those.
And then I explained mixtapes to her. That was fun.
But that reminds me not to throw another Rock of Ages shameless plug in the middle of this, but I'm going to. We've got one of our characters, Casey, who plays Lonnie, has an old-fashioned Walkman that he comes rocking out one part of the show. It's great. But that's a separate thing. But there is still tickets available tonight for Rock of Ages. 7:30 show, ghc.edu/bishop. I'm sorry. We're plugging Art Walk. I'm plugging
I know.
Okay, after you do Art Walk, go see Rock of Ages.
That's right.
That's
they
right.
don't collide with each other. So
no
conflict
they do
there.
Not.
That's what I call a great full day.
That's right.
Got Aberdeen Art Walk. You get an elephant ear, some tasty barbecue, buy something for your wall, and then you go out and you see Rock of Ages.
Right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank
you guys
you.
Coming in. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Always
it's gonna
a fun
be a beautiful
time.
Day.
It's gonna be gorgeous.